Hello, I'm Mark Lambert with the City of Ames. I've been with the city about 8 years and I still learn new things about this organization. There are more than 20 departments and divisions in the City of Ames. All of them have a different focus. The Ames City Council has made a commitment to valuing environmental sustainability. There are many City of Ames programs that support this goal. Today, I'll have a discussion with Ames Fire Chief Rich Higgins to learn about some of the sustainability initiatives in his department. Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm great, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. Rich, can you tell us, please, a little bit about your job and background and your job responsibilities?
You bet. I'm the fire chief for the City of Ames. In Ames, we have three different fire stations, and I get to be the fire chief here in town. It's a big responsibility because everything we do is geared towards safety. So it's one that I take very serious, and I'm grateful to have. And really just appreciate the opportunity that I have to get to serve this community and all the visitors that pass through. A little bit about my background. I've been with the city for a little over 20 years. I actually started out in utility maintenance, working on water mains and the water distribution system, and got a real great understanding of how the water works in the city, and then was lucky enough to get hired back by the fire department back in 2001. So I've been with the city for a little over 20 years and with the department for just coming up on 20 years right now. My job responsibility is really all about safety from the very beginning, with when somebody submits plans to build a new building in Ames, to if we have an unfortunate event with a fire at that building or a medical call. From start to finish, we're involved with that project when it comes to safety.
Okay, thank you. When you think of a fire department, most people don't think about sustainability. So what does that word mean in the world of firefighting?
Yeah, absolutely. You see our big diesel fire trucks, you see a lot of water flowing, but there are so many things we're doing behind the scenes when it comes to sustainability. It's one of our priorities in the fire department. And there's a lot of little things we do. So, you know, probably 10, 12 years ago, we went through and we changed out lights in the fire stations. We put on motion sensors. On the lights, we went to LED, and we continue to change out lights as we find them and switching everything over to LED. Also, when it comes to firefighting, whether it's a vehicle fire with tires burning or it's a structure fire with asphalt shingles or whatever's in the house that's burning, obviously that's putting off gases that we don't want in our atmosphere. It's putting off, you know, some nasty chemicals. So by us getting there and actually extinguishing the fire, we help with sustainability in our community as well, because those fires just don't burn freely. We get there pretty quick and get them knocked down. Also with water applications, when we go into a fire, we have limited water until we hook up to a fire hydrant. So our crews are very efficient and effective with their water application. So we're just not usually flowing water 24/7 on a fire. It's very intentional when we do put water on certain spots at fires. So those are some of the little things when it comes to in the world of firefighting that we do that's sustainable. At the Ames Fire Department, we've taken some other measures as well. And that's with our fire extinguisher training prop that we have. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but probably 15 years ago, we actually would burn old diesel fuel and old gasoline in a metal bucket and would bring people out to extinguish that fire with the fire extinguisher. We have since switched over to a system that uses LP gas and rechargeable fire extinguishers, so we're not damaging the environment. And it's much more sustainable with LP gas and being able to recharge the fire extinguishers with water instead of a dry chemical. We also have a great program. It's our Knox Box program. We get probably 700 to 800 calls a year that are automatic alarms that are false alarms. So that means if you're at the building and the alarm goes off, we get a call. It comes into the fire station. We respond out to that call, and we try to figure out what's going on. If it's a fire, false alarm, burnt popcorn, you name it. Well, between the 708 calls that we respond to, if it's in the middle of the night over a weekend when that building is not occupied, the owner would have to drive out before our Knox Box program and actually let us into the building so we could check it out and make sure there was no fires. We started the Knox Box program probably 12 years ago, I think around that time frame. And what that did was that put on all of our business occupancies and our apartment complexes, it put a key box on the outside of the structure. And in our apparatus, we have a secure key that we have to enter a code that we can pull out that will let us open up the Knox box to get the keys to get in that building. And what that does when it comes to sustainability, that prevents the business owner from having to drive in from wherever they're at into the store to let us in if it's nights and weekends, this is not occupied. So those are a couple easy ways that we have improved our sustainability for the Ames Fire Department and also our community.
Okay, wow, that's really a lot. Chief, can you share some improvements that have been made to the three City of Ames fire stations to make them more energy efficient?
Absolutely. So we are 24/7. That means we have a crew here that they're sleeping at the station in between calls at night. And I use sleep, it's the wrong word. They're able to get some downtime in between calls because our stations are busy. We're running close to 5,000 calls a year. And so one of the things we've done, knowing that people live at the fire stations, we've tried to make them more comfortable. And in most buildings, you have boilers on bigger buildings, boilers and air handling units. And what we've learned is that the fire stations with the residential setting that we're using them for, with people living here, we've been able to be much more efficient using a residential style HVAC system, a heating and cooling system. So back in 2015 at fire station number 3, that's our newest station, which was built in 2002. It was built with the boilers and it's a hydronic system. So it uses boilers, heat exchangers, and actuators to heat and cool the building. Well, as that system came to the end of its life and started failing, we had always battled just temperature and imbalance in the station. It could be freezing cold in one corner of the room, and the other room it would be sweaty hot. So we had to make some adjustments. And we did research and started looking at the data. And working with some experts, we found out that a residential style HVAC system for that fire station would be much more efficient. So in 2015, we actually switched that station out to a residential style heating and cooling system. And by doing so, we were able to reduce our carbon footprint by 10% at that station, which is just remarkable. We were also able to get some rebates for energy efficiency. And not to mention, it's much more comfortable for visitors and the crews that are down there. And I'm excited to announce that we are moving forward with the same project here at Fire Station Number 1 later this year, where we'll be moving to a residential style system and look forward to the sustainability that will provide for the station, the reduced energy usage, and being a much more comfortable station for our crews as well as visitors alike.
Okay, wow, that's a lot. Taking multiple large fire trucks out to every call can use a lot of fuel. Have you changed the way you respond to alarms without compromising safety?
We have. We made a big change. Once again, I keep dating myself, but this was probably a good 15 years ago that we made the change. We used to, when there was an automatic alarm, we would send an engine, a ladder truck, and a command vehicle. So three apparatus would respond to that call. And when an automatic alarm comes in, it just says, hey, there's a fire alarm at this building, at this address, no further information. Well, what we did by being a data-driven organization is we went back, we looked at all those calls that we went on. Remember, we're doing about 700 to 800 automatic alarms a year that are false alarms. And by looking at the data, what we found out was the majority of those calls are false alarms. They're not real fires. We didn't need all three apparatus responding to that address to investigate it. So what we did by looking at the data is we pulled back and we said, hey, we're just gonna send one unit to go investigate for automatic alarms. And if there's any other information that comes in through dispatch, such as multiple alarms or people calling in and saying they see smoke or there's flames, then we're gonna send the whole brigade. We're gonna send all of our fire trucks and command vehicles at that point in time. But if it's just an unknown, nothing showing, we send one apparatus, which has really reduced our fuel consumption and our impact on the environment when it comes to exhaust. So that's been a great improvement for us when it comes to how we respond to automatic alarms.
Okay, thank you. Wondering if you can tell us what are some other fire suppression equipment improvements, such as new vehicle technology or other changes that have allowed the Ames Fire Department to lower your department's carbon footprint.
One of the coolest ones that we haven't done it yet, we're actually speccing equipment out right now, is our extrication equipment. And so that's the equipment you may hear it referred to as the jaws of life, spreaders, cutters. If there's a car accident, this is the type of equipment that we use to get somebody out of an entanglement. And it could be other machinery that has a failure and entraps somebody. All of that machinery runs on hydraulics. And so we have a power unit that uses gasoline, similar to like a generator that we hook our hydraulic hoses to. And so whenever we need to use those tools, we have to start up that generator, and it obviously puts out exhaust, burns through fuel. We are now, or we are moving to the direction, it'll be actually in February of 22, we'll have the equipment on our apparatus. We'll be moving to battery powered extrication equipment. So no longer the exhaust, no more burning of the fossil fuels. So we're pretty excited about that move, and it does a lot of things for us. In addition to the sustainability, it makes us a little more versatile out in the field. We're no longer tethered back to a power unit for the hydraulic supply of our tool. We can pretty much go anywhere, which we know car accidents happen everywhere, end up in ditches and creek beds. They're just not conveniently located right on the roadway where you always have access. So that's a neat program that we're excited to roll out early next year as we get our new ladder truck in. Some people don't always know this, but the fire department, one of our divisions is our inspection division. And so our inspection division, anytime you're gonna build anything in Ames, you're working with our inspectors. So that's your plan review process. That's going out as you pour your footings, your foundations, as you put up walls and drywall, install your HVAC and plumbing. Our inspection division is actually coming out and making sure that you're doing it to code, and also to make sure that you're doing it safely. And so some of the things that we've done over on that side is that we've adopted the 2012 International Energy Conservation Code, which helps make sure that as buildings go up on our community, they're energy efficient and they help with the sustainability in our community. So those are just a few different projects that we're working on. I'm sure there are many more I could get into, but those are a couple of the bigger ones. In addition, just to making sure when we look at staff vehicles, we buy energy efficient vehicles. So what I'm saying there is our command vehicle that we have that I get to use here when I'm at work is a hybrid vehicle. It's actually a crossbred between battery powered, and it has a small motor in there when the battery starts to get low that it can charge it back up. So there's little things that we can do to help with sustainability, and we want to do our part because we've all heard the story of you don't sweat the small stuff, but when it comes to sustainability, when you sweat the small stuff, that makes a big impact on our community. So if we can do a whole bunch of little things with sustainability, we're going to have a great impact on our community if we all chip in and do our part.
Okay, great. I'd like to thank my guest, Ames Fire Chief Rich Higgins, for talking with me about the City of Ames sustainability efforts in different departments. And you can learn more about other efforts at our city website at cityofames.org/sustainability.